Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, celebrating her 18th year as a member of our Brain Trust. Eva, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 18 great years. We appreciate you very much. Her new book, folks, is called Deduct Everything. DeductEverythingBook.com is the website. Also, TaxMama.com. You can find out more about her there. Eva, what are some things that people are still confused about, they're still not sure about, they're still, after all these years, they still don't know exactly what they can deduct and what they can't deduct?
Well, we've got some new laws in place, and we talked about this in the past when this happened. We have new laws in place for depreciating repairs and maintenance and things that are fixed, things that are expanded, and the new capitalization rules are voluminous. Mm-hmm. And they are they're so confusing that you see tax professionals arguing about what they can and can't get away with doing for their customers. So, for instance, if you make a major repair, somebody wrote to me about a farmer who had to replace a levee for $26,000.
Or if you had to put a whole new roof on a building.
Or you have to put a whole new roof on a building. Mm-hmm. Do you get to write it all off because it's a repair, or is that a big enough expense that you must pick it up and capitalize
right.
it? And the answer is, it depends.
Ah.
In each instance, you have to look at, and so they've made it worse and worse to try to figure out, and that's why I tell everyone, you know, you have these kinds of questions, put it on extension, somebody's going to have to research it. Once you decide that you do have to capitalize it, is it going to be for 5 years?
What would be the likely answer, though, if somebody had a roof or a dam or something like that? A roof is a flat roof, it's probably got a 15-year life.
It probably does, but depending on...
Could you deduct that?
It depends. Honest to God, there is no definitive answer. You've got to look at the cost compared to the value of the entire building. Mm-hmm. There are so many different things.
Well, here's one reason to try to get it done like that, right? Because if the roof is $50,000.
Yeah.
And so you write that off, and you save a lot of taxes this year.
Right.
When you sell the building, that's going to come off of your basis, right?
When you sell the building, it's profit.
It's profit, but it's long-term profit, right? Is it not? Is it not?
Well, no. The depreciation, well, if you're able to treat it as a repair, it doesn't
right.
do anything. You just don't have it as part of the cost. If you're depreciating it, it comes back, and it's taxable at 25%, where the rest of the building profit might be taxed at 0, 15, or 20%.
No, but my question, though, is if you expense that roof, all $50,000 in 2016, let's say,
mm-hmm.
When you sell the property, say 5 years from now, 6 years from now, does that $50,000 it's out of your basis, so that means you got more profit. You got to pay
right.
tax on that. But do you pay taxes on it as ordinary income or capital gains?
As I say, it depends on how it was expensed.
No, you expensed it.
If it was expensed as depreciation, then you pick it up at 25%. If it was expensed as a repair,
meaning written off that year.
Well, yes, where it's treated as a repair and not depreciated. Then it reduced your profit, or it's not part of your profit.
Right.
Then your profit is still at 15%.
Whatever your rate is, whatever your tax rate is, your marginal rate. That's how it's taxed.
Well, no, the capital gains rate. It'll be taxed at capital gains rate.
So isn't that a good reason to try to expense it now?
Yeah.
So you can
absolutely.
You pay no tax on it now, and in the future you get it off of your marginal rate.
You get it off at capital gains rates.
Mm-hmm.
If you can treat it as an expense instead of depreciating
right.
it, just
right.
capitalizing it. So there's strategy, and it requires research very,
right.
very much. The other issue is a lot of people are doing business overseas. They're working with virtual employees
right.
overseas. And they may have accounts overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not really thinking about that. You're not really thinking in terms of you have an offshore account. Well, the IRS does. And if you have $10,000 in that account, even for a minute during the year,
mm-hmm.
you have to file an FBAR report. And that goes electronically to the
Not a lot
US
of small
Treasury
business
Department.
Owners have foreign accounts, though.
You'd be surprised.
I might be. Hey, Eva, I need the websites again, please.
Pardon?
I need your websites again, please.
The websites are deducteverythingbook.com and taxmama.com, where we will answer your questions for free.
Everyone. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks
for 18 great years. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.